welding Amud Kofav. We saw yesterday Vashisha Hashem Okaleinu. So it says three things. Vayaras Anyenu Zupishut Echeretz Vesamoleinu Elabonim Vesachzenu Zadchak. So three Inyanim that they HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what he did Be'at HaKlai Yisrael. First of all, Vayaras Anyenu Zupishut Echeretz K'moshnem Vayalakim Esmei Yisrael Vayalakim. The fact that they stopped the family life. Second thing, Vesamoleinu Elabonim K'moshnem HaKol HaBene Yilad HaYoret HaShukhu V'Kol HaBasti Chayun. That they killed the children. The pressure that Mitzrayim was pressed Klal Yisrael. L'chura, the Seder here doesn't have any real Seder. I mean, if you're talking about the harshest Gezerah, it would be Elabonim. If you're talking about the easiest Gezerah, it would be Mezu Aprishas. It's just three things that don't seem to click together in any way, don't have any Kesha. So Maral explains, Vayaras Anyenus Aprishas Der Cheretz. K'moisha Nehma. The Dorsha Mikra Zev Vayas and Inus Amunus Achzeno Alpishdach Eretz Valbon Malachas. The Alpha Gav Shinir Lufi Pshutai Rocha Iklias in Yoni Bo Alpishdach Eretz. Even though it seems like a strange thing, because of all the things he picked out on Yenu for Pishdach Eretz. The Chain Amoleinu Alabonim. Kilfi Pshutai Nir Amoleinu Amova Igiash Amalach. Amoleinu means work, working hard and toiling. The Loma Pishin Yon Alpishdach Eretz. The Amoleinu Elu Habonim. Da, he says, Ki aposik vayar onyeinu amalein achzenu hem shloishet varim. Ha'inu hu head atoiv. V'ilo amanoisenu ha'yi pirushak manoise v'siv loisam. Avul onyeinu pirushay oini v'ha'oini chisaren atoiv. So the word is onyeinu means our poverty rather than our suffering. Let me explain first outside the structure of what he's going to say, and then we'll see it inside. The tzura of a person goes in three stages from inside out. First is the atzmis of the person. That's one dagger. You have the person himself. Then you have the inyanim that were nitoisef onto the person and became part of him. And then the third thing is those things that the person is still shoyef to get. For instance, a person has the ability to go out and to work and to earn money and to buy things. That is the potential he has for going outwards and acquiring more. Then you have the kinyanim that the person has in himself. Those kinyanim that he already has, the house that he has, the clothing that he owns, and so on. And then you have the person himself. L'moshel by Iyov, you find that the Satan went in three daggers. First, he took away the money, he took away the children, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Satan, you see, nothing's happened. So he told him, well, just try to touch Iyov himself. Nefesh bad nefesh, Adam will give everything bad nafshi. So the nekuda is, a person is the metzias of a person is that he grows outwards and assimilates things. A person is not static. A person has potential. He realizes the potential and then makes the potential part of himself. And all three chalakim are important to a person. If lemoshel somebody who's a saris and doesn't have children, it says on that he's nechshav kemes. Even though he's living, he can live longer than the person who has children. But the mitzias of a tree that doesn't have fruit is that it's kemes, because the potential to grow out is in important mitzias adam. Then you have things that grow on to a person, and once they become part of his, they're mechuba to him, and they're part of his. A tree that grows and it's still mechuba to the eitz is part of the eitz until it doesn't need eitz anymore. So Mitzrayim, when they came to compress Klal Yisrael, when they came to Bimana Klal Yisrael, went three stages from outwards in. The first thing was that by forcing them apart, like he says, that they had to work outside Basada, then they took out from them the possibility of acquiring a family. They were meruchik. They were meruchik from the family, and b'meila they couldn't. They didn't have the wives with them, and so on. So he says, see a little bit further down, Ulfikach Pirshu Azal ki ha'oini shumer al chisayon ha'toiv. Oini implies the lack of ability to acquire something. The efshel lefaras al ha'melacha v'avoida. She'ein ze nechshav oini rak tzar v'koishi. So hardship is not poverty. Poverty means the inability to acquire, the inability to go further. You're the same, you have no money to buy anything to expand. Avlo oinu mashach chosa toiva. So the first thing they did was they prevented them from producing anything further. That is anius, the inability to expand. The second dag is amoleinu. The efshel lefarish al amolocha, ki amolocha bevarei shibut shoyosim amol. Molocha is harsher than amol. L'chein dosh chazal samoleinu el abonim pirish kashe zorku habonim layoir hoya ze omol beinehem. V'ze nikro omol shekol dover shukosha la'odom veinei noyach bo nikro ze omol. Avl ein pirushuk meshu mfoshne she told us abonim nikro ze amoleinu. Notes, amoleinu is not the abonim because children are called amoleinu, but rather taking children away amoleinu. And let me explain the nekuda that he's pointing out, that he's saying over here. When a person acquires something, so that thing becomes part of his metzias. When you take it away from him, it hurts because it became part of his metzias. A person doesn't have hair. When he grows the hair, you try to pull it out, it hurts because the hair is rooted in it. When a person has something that becomes part of his metzias, the raya that something is part of his metzias is that it is hard to remove it. If a person has a scab, halachically, and it comes off without hurt, without pain or bleeding, it's not considered part of his guf. It's because it's already gone from the guf. It's like it becomes a chtitza. If you rip it off and it bleeds or hurts or whatever it is, that's still part of the guf. So anything, so banim, in the first one he said the children, not when you don't have children, to have children is anius and ashirus. It means I want to grow bigger. I want to expand. I want to grow outwards the payers. But once a person acquires the payers, they become part of the same kaima. And if you take it away from him, it's not himself because the person lived before he had children, but they became part of his metzias and they got ripped out. I once saw a letter from someone. I thought there was a lot of chacham in it. Somebody not frum had a son that became frum, and he became a chassidish younger man, with the beard, with payas, with the levush, and the father was very upset, and he wrote a letter to the rebbe of that boy that, you know, he doesn't mind already that he's frum, but the whole chassidish levush he wouldn't want, and b'meila he knows a lot of good yidden that are litvisher and they wear short levush and they shave and the clean shaven. What's the problem if he's a frum Jew with a litvish levush? So he answered him back the following. He said, you find a lot of times people build a cottage of one floor and it's not a problem, you know, it stands. Cottage of one floor don't have a problem standing. Then you add a second floor, and then when you try to do something on a second floor, like you're banging on the wood or something, you create a fracture in the bottom floor. So somebody's going to come along with a shayla and say, I don't stand. The first floor stood well and fine before you put a second floor up. So the second floor is just extra. So why, if I wreck the second floor, does the first floor come tumbling down as well? The Teretz says, you're right. Kolzman, the first floor stood by itself, it stood by itself. When you added a second floor, it became part of that metzias. And now if you tamper with the second floor, you create a crack down on the bottom as well. So he said, about a person who grows up from with a litvish levush and a litvish mother, so fine. That there's no problem with a person can be from like that. But if a person has a chassidish levush, and you rip out the chassidish levush, you rip out a part of the etzim yiddishkeit as well. And you know, it's a very, very, it's a varmshal tam. It's emes limitzias like that. And the pshat is, even though the thing first was an extra, lamashal, a person who doesn't have whatever it is, he works hard to acquire it. Once he acquires it and got used to it, if you take it away from him, it's not the pshat, he said, I didn't have it and you know, I don't need to have it. The person actually feels that something was taken away from him. So that's called omol. Omol is anything that is difficult, that goes against the grain of something. Amelos means it's like acceleration, where you're going against some sort of, it's a tircha, means you're schlepping against the grain of something. So amoleinu meant the toiv that we acquired already, even though it's outside, but the fact that it became part of us, they ripped that out from us as well. So he says, so that's called amoleinu. That which is hard or harsh for a person is a Torah v'amol, because it means that this is something that the chiddush is that it's ripping out a part of the person. You will see that he started with the lowest madrega, I want to just explain a few words, a few nekudas. He's telling you something about the normal mahalach of crushing something. It's very hard to start with the thing itself. You can't stop. If you stop something from expanding, from growing, then you basically are in the process of killing it. And that's the biggest chiddush. The biggest chiddush is the onyenu. If lemashal, if a person tries to mafkia someone else from growing ruach, and says, "What's wrong with the way you are?" The minute I say the way you are, and I limit the person, that's called onyenu. And it in a sense, it's nefshav kemes. If a person, and in ruchnis I'm speaking about specifically, when a person reaches a mode where he's happy to keep things the way they are, then he's basically dead. And it's the beginning of a process that eats up what's inside. The Chodesh Nisan is the time when you have the Nitzanim Nira Ba'aretz. It's the time when things sprout. It's the time when things begin to, and the word Nisan means to bud, to blossom. It's the Metzius that everything has an expansion to it. Kadosh Baruch Hu created anything living with the ability to grow. And if a person says, okay, it's fine, it was a Balbacha mindset where, listen, things are the way they are, and why not? What's the problem? What's wrong? That means that the person is dead, he's sterile. And it's the beginning of the process of undoing things. The second, the deeper darga is if a person begins to divest himself of things that he says, well, it's only a hider, it's only an added thing, it's a yeshivish thing, it's just everybody does it, but there's no point to do it. That whole mentality is amaleinu. And people have a guilty conscience. They know well that they're ripping out something. And the fact that he could have not accepted it upon himself is true. But once a person accepts something upon himself, it becomes part of his matzias, and that's amaleinu. And then the process goes to become lachtzeinu. So the tzura of Mitzrayim squeezing out, the word meitzah means to tighten a noose. When you tighten a noose, you kill something from the outside in. First you feel it on the skin, then you feel it deeper, then you feel it in the Kenei Neshima. So Mitzrayim was sort of a chenek around Mitzrayim, around Klal Yisrael. It's called Mitzrayim, Lashon Tzar, Meitzah. It means that it's squeezed out from Klal Yisrael from outside in. The first thing is, if you don't allow something to expand, to grow, to become better, bigger, then you're starting the process. The second thing is, if a person begins to divest himself of things that are extra, they were extra, but when a person, for a person who puts on a Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin day in, day out, and he stops putting on a Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, it's a matter of time until he starts putting on tefillin Gansen. Because for him, tefillin is Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi tefillin. It both come together. And then the third step is the lachtzein, where you squeeze out the thing itself. Okay, we'll hold it here. I'm a little bit on the lacha. Okay.